The first thing about us, can you tell me something about Lord Chaitanya first? He was born. What happened? What was it like? All of that.
Description of his background.
Well, we will have a scene showing the people chanting by the.
One thing you have to show that in the Ganges water, people are taking bath, and there is on the sky beginning of the moon eclipse, lunar eclipse, and they are all chanting Hare Krishna and taking bath, and exactly at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. This is one thing, and the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be underneath a tree, Advaita Prabhu's wife, Shivasa's wife, they were elderly, and all other women of the village, they immediately came with presentation, and some of the demigods, they also came disguising themselves as ordinary men with presentation, and his father got so many valuable presentations. Then again, some of the professional dancers, they came, so he distributed charity to them in this way. That's one thing.
Was Narada there?
Huh?
Did Narada Muni come?
Yes, Narada Muni also came and saw that.
Yes.
All the devotees, all the demigods came, Narada Muni, Brahma, Sri. They came and disguised, and their wife, Savitri, then Uma is the wife of Lord Shiva. That he can show so many demigods and their wives, so many.
All the women, when Lord Chaitanya was a baby, how did they feel about him?
The baby was on the lap of his mother, and they looked a little far off, just to glance over the baby, not touch it. Because mainly was the baby that they saw from a little distance. And the baby was very beautiful. He was golden complexion. And his grandfather was a great astrologer. His mother's father, Minamma Chakravarti, he immediately calculated his horoscope, constellation of the stars under which he was born. He calculated that this boy will be a great reformer.
What is the position of astrology in Krishna consciousness?
Astrology is a science. Krishna consciousness has nothing to do with astrology, but it is the general custom that as soon as a child is born, the astrologer comes. That is the Indian system, Vedic system. Lord Caitanya, he would cry so that he could hear them chanting Hare Krishna to him?
Yes, that is not on that day, but when he was little, grown up, as soon as he would cry, the neighboring friends of his mother or young girls would come and chant Hare Krishna, and he would stop. Sometimes they will tease him so that he may cry, and they will see that he is crying, and they will chant Hare Krishna, and he will stop. Again, tease him. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching Hare Krishna, chanting by his childhood activity.
What are some of the things that he did when he was a little boy? Tricks or something?
Sometimes he would play with snakes. One day, when he was crawling in the courtyard, Indian house, let's say here is compound outside, an Indian house with courtyard inside. So he was crawling in the air and a snake came. A snake. And he began to play with the snake. The snake will do like this and crawling, and he would sit in his stride. And this is the snake was playing. And the mother became so much afraid, they cannot touch it, the snake life. Then they simply saw that the child is playing with the snake, and after some time the snake was dying. And they took out the child, or God had saved this child, otherwise he would have been killed. But it was a big snake.
Big snake?
Mm-hmm.
And was it
Sesha?
Was it
Sesha? That is another thing. Maybe he understood that you are Sesha. But that was the incident. Another incident is that when he was just working, so it is the system. A small children, they're decorated with ornaments. Here, bangle, so many ornaments here. So one thief saw this. He told out of the chair. So he was taking some secret place, lonely place, so that he can rob out. In this way, seeking, he traveled out. And at last he came just in front of the house. And he dropped his child. Said, somebody may see that I have taken his child, then I will beaten and will be caught. Out of fear he played at. And his guardians, the ladies, they are very much thankful for who has taken his child. He was his ornament, but he saw that, they saw that child is dead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed for some time on the shoulder of the tree.
Was a liberated soul, could be?
At least after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking on their shoulders, must have been liberated. No flower. Bring some flower.
He would sometimes eat clay?
Yes. That was when he was about
3 years old. So generally, the morning, the children give nice Sunday sweet meat and with puff rice in a plain pot, and he will eat. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eating clay. So his mother says, "Oh, why you are eating clay?" Then he said, "Now what is the difference between clay and this puta? After all, everything is clay. It's produced from clay." So this is criticizing the Mahabharata philosophy. So everything is one. So his mother said, "My dear, why is very nice? Everything is clay. But when you have to use for practical purpose, for example, if you want to keep water, so you have to keep water on the clay pot, not on the clay." So, this specific form of the clay is required. Then he said, "Mother, you have taught me very nice philosophy. I shall not eat any more clay." Sometimes he would sit in some nasty place where pots, clay pots, in India, we still the system is for cooking purpose for the deity. Every day new clay pots should be used. In Jagannath temple still it is. No use pot can be accepted. So after using the rejected pots are stacked in some place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting on the rejected pot. So his mother said, "Why you are sitting in this nasty place?" "Hey, why?" He said, "We can say this is nasty place. These pots are very pure."
That's all right. You know, we will need a harmonium. Should I wait till we get to India to purchase one? Mm-hmm.
They have one in New York.
They have one in New York Temple. Los Angeles, San Kirtan needs a harmonium. A good harmony. Maybe.
Can you spare $100?
Right now.
We are you get $100, then we can get.
Okay. Walking and from?
No, from elsewhere. Right.
More Matanga.
These boys, Ashutananda, they do not write what they are doing, what they are not doing. I do not know whether they have made a plan to go away from the society and live independently.
It seems like it is very difficult to go to India without you and still come back.
No, when we go to India, I shall go.
Yes.
I must go.
Yes. You can go to Jagannath's word?
Everywhere.
So, what was the last thing about the pot?
Mother, these pots are pure.
He, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that anything relationship with Krishna, it is not impure. That was his purpose. You should not treat this boss as impure. Ordinarily, when such pots are used for household purposes, that may be impure. But because these pots, prasadam was prepared, then it's not. That was it.
I don't know what letter she wants.
There is one letter.
You hand her on that?
No. Don't hear anything about Swami Sivananda.
In Berlin? Krishna Das?
Yes.
Is he in Berlin yet?
No, that's the German boss,
Uttamashlo.
Can Uttamashlo come with Sankirtan? When you go there?
When we go to Jordan, yes.
So if you go, then you do the best and then.
They will pay nice money to you?
Yes. This can be made extensive by your team of followers from America and Ireland. Yeah, so Indian and American combined teachers, so it will be very nice.
Yes.
Yes, you can have this honor. Every city will be seen. And we shall preach that here is the common platform for everyone. There is no distinction of nation or religion or anything. Come to the platform. To the Mormonians of the guy. There is this government will appreciate. That here is something secular, real secular. At the same time, God is there. Actually, it is that.
Yes.
All religious people, so called religious, religious come here. And religion means this, to love, I mean to say, develop. Love of God. That is it. What is this formula? Simply formula, then I keep this, I cut that. That is not it. Simply by dressing in a different way, or sitting in a different way. Where is your understanding? You have no understanding of God.
simply, formally attend some church or mosque or temple or some material benefit or for some makes and so. But where is your love of God? And that is the test of the Bhagavad Gita. Religious person means here the complete love of God. That is it. Someone he will keep on, simply wasting time. Bhagavad says, without developing this love of God, if somebody is engaged in various ritualistic performances, he's simply wasting his time. That particular word is used. Soma eva hi kevalam. Soma means liver. Eva. That only is simply liver. What is called liver of love? What is called? You love something and unnecessarily liver. So, religion means this is religion. How to develop love of God. That is it.
Also there is a story in Bhagavatam about the girls they were offering to Lord Shiva.
That is another teacher of Lord Shiva. He taught in that instruction that there is no need of worshipping demigods. The incident is that in India, the unmarried girls, they are encouraged to worship Lord Shiva, especially in the month of Vaishakh, March, April. They go to the Ganges site and prepare Shiva Limna, and that means Shiva will be pleased upon them to offer a husband like Lord Shiva. Shiva is very peaceful and very devotee and most powerful at the same time. So that is the ideal husband. So, they brought worshipable paraphernalia for worshipping Shiva on the bank of the Ganges, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nati Bhai approached them, my dear sister, what you are doing? You have brought only nice things. Give it to me. Lord Shiva will be very much pleased. You are worshipping Durga, she is my mentor. And Lord Shiva is a great devotee of me. So, you please offer me all these things, they will satisfy. You don't require to offer separately. By this he wanted to instruct that worshipping the Supreme Lord is the appeasement of all of them. You don't require to appease them. Separate. This is an instance. Then some girls will hesitate. Then he will cut them that you will be married with an old man having 7 children by his former wife. So they will be afraid. So maybe this boy is cursing. Then out of fear, they will offer. Then he says, he'll have a very nice, strong husband, and he'll have 7 children by him. And he says,
Lord Chaitanya is always doing this on a planet in the material, some material universe. These girls, all of these pastimes are eternal pastimes.
These are not eternal pastimes. They are instructive, particularly for this planet. The eternal, Lord Chaitanya is engaged in chanting and dancing.
Maybe you said you must have a massage.
It's
25 minutes to, maybe we can do a little more, 25 minutes to 12. Maybe a tiny bit more. You can do
it. But I for 15 minutes more.
Okay. We also wish to show esteem of Lord Chaitanya in school learning some kind of incidents about how nice a pupil he was. So we can show people that he was the best student in the school.
In India the system is in the school that the best student is appointed, how is it called? In English, my. The chief student is called minor or M, meaning
monitor.
Monitor, yes. Monitor. Yes. So he was monitor. That is his name. And he teach the student from grammar. Dhatu. Dhatu is there is subject matter. Dhatu means bhas. So he will explain that dhatu means when a dhatu is taken out, a man is dead. And this dhatu is Krishna. So Krishna is like, without Krishna, a man is dead. In this way he explains. Krishna explanation.
How old was he?
10 years there. 8 or 10 years old.
I think that what we will try to do is have Tribhaja come with us and he will play Lord Chaitanya the poor.
Yes, that will be nice. And he is very interesting about Krishna.
Are there any other nice incidences between this time and when Lord Chaitanya got married?
In childhood, there are many incidents. Another incident that is very important is that when you are very small, crawling, so one Brahmin came as a guest. And the Brahmin, after preparing food, when he was offered to Krishna, and this boy, a child, crawling and take the prasadam and eat. And the Brahmin is crying, oh, everything is fine, this boy, a child has done. Then his father was requesting, try to take care of him, he's put again and offer to Krishna. He said, it is too late now. I need some food. No, some sweet food. That twice his point in that way. Then a good night, all the ladies they went to sleep with the child and locked the door of the room. And at night at about 11 o'clock the Brahmin and he was offering to Krishna and the child came to the prasadam. And the Brahmin again began to cry, oh, yes, again the child has come, how you are taking care? And nobody heard it, because everyone is sleeping. One letter is left.
Yes, I got that.
Huh?
I got that when I was from London.
Yes. Good day. So then he appears and Krishna, there has born darkness in that you are asking me to come and take, and I am taking anyway. Why you are hugging and that? What can I do? You are asking me. And then he told him that he is Krishna himself. And warned him that don't disclose this fact. You are my devotee. Therefore, I disclose. So you are asking me. Okay. Then the Brahmin was so satisfied that it's not easier. And he did not disclose.
Maybe we will show Lord Chaitanya marriage. That nice to show?
Yes. Marriage, it was nice. In Indian system, marriage is that the bride's long goes to the house of the bride with procession band. So, nice with the color dance. In law, and he'll be married with first Lakshmi Priya, first wife. There will be fireworks in the marriage ceremony.
That will be very nice for me.
Yes, you would have liked it. Band fireworks, decoration, and feasting, just so many ladies, and like that. That theme, I can do it at this.
Yes.
Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father was not very weak man, so there was a big jamindar. And he was devotee of Lord Krishna. So he had some affection for Chaitanya. So when the marriage ceremony was being settled up, he said, oh, his marriage shall not be just like the Brahmin's marriage. Brahmin's marriage, they're poor. So there's like Pandita somewhere other marriage is done. But especially the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, oh, they spend lakhs of rupees in marriage. So he said that his marriage will not take place just like the Brahmins. His marriage is the royal marriage. So he spent all the money. And there was grand, everything, grandly.
Then, his wife, she died?
Yes.
His mother was feeling...
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to East Bengal for teaching. And actually, the girl felt too much separation. And she died. And figuratively he used that the separation took the form of a serpent and bitten her and she died. And when he came back, his mother requested that he should marry for the second time and he agreed. And her next marriage was Vishnu Priya. And the first marriage, Lakhi Priya, he used to see her when she was bathing in the Ganges Ghat. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that I should marry this girl. So his father sent one matchmaker. So, when the matchmaker came to his mother, that the second says Brahmin, and I forget his name, the name he tells, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
he desired that his daughter should be married to your son. And Sati Devi said, oh, my son is not yet grown up. He is just a student. How he can be married? So he practically denied. And the matchmaker was going back, not very satisfied. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was entering home. He saw the matchmaker and asked, oh, why did you come here? Yes, I can propose you are married with such and such daughter, but your mother is not willing. Oh, mother is not willing. All right, you can go. Then when he came, entered home, he asked mother, mother, what did you do? That matchmaker was going very sorry. What did you say? The mother could understand that he is willing for the marriage. Then he called back to the matchmaker. Yes, I agree for the marriage. So the marriage. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave hint that I want to marry this person.
Maybe we can do a nice scene with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his famous soldier. Maybe do they have a nice farm?
Yes.
We can do
that. It is simply a death mind. You can make very nice things. Everything can be done nice, provided we arrange for that.
Yes. Narayana, he is very good at building scenery. He can do all of it very quickly.
So you play in the stage or make a studio?
Better that we play either in a big area so we can be right in the middle of people. People be all around.
Right, yes. And that is amazing.
Because then we include them.
Yes. That is the system.
Yes.
That's called Yatra.
Yes.
In India. That's a very good system. There is no stage, but by words and feelings everyone becomes.
And you know,
and chanting.
Yes.
That is very nice.
Kirtan, maybe 7 or 10 kirtans in the place. So everybody will be joining.
Yes. And they will ask for that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That is very nice.
Even maybe when Lord Chaitanya says to Nityananda Prabhu and to...
Now when the singing is there, all the players and all the audience and everyone will sing.
Yeah.
That will be nice.
Yes. Even maybe Lord Chaitanya says to Nityananda Prabhu, go to all the people and tell them about Krishna. So at that moment, we all of Brahma Charis, we go into the people and we talk. They'll come back and we tell Lord Chaitanya.
Ah, oh, yes.
And we can preach too.
Yes.
Go ahead. Can you tell me something about Chaitanya's initiation in Vaishnava sect when he was initiated?
After his father's death, it is the custom among the Hindus to offer oblation at Gaya. There is a temple, Vishnu temple. They offer prasadam. This is a Hindu custom. And with that prasadam, the forefathers and the fathers offer. He went to perform that ceremony, and by chance he met Ishwarpuri. And he was initiated by Ishwarpuri. And after coming back from Gaya, he became very much emotional for Krishna. And sometimes people thought that he had become crazy. So his mother was treated with some oil. But learned devotees, they said that he has got devotional emotion.
So his initiation was in Gaya, when he went to pass on that ceremony. So we can show the Gaya temple, some temple, and he's offering oblations, he's meeting his spiritual master, he's initiating this way. Make it 2-3 things.
Mm.
And he become emotional chanting Hare Krishna for initiation.
The scenery will be very simple. Because
Yes. That I know. That's all. There is no need of scenery.
You know, that's
simply
yes. That's what we can do it by pantomime and just.
Yes, that's all.
That way, no matter where we are, people will understand.
Yes, that is nice.
He would swoon whenever he heard Krishna's name.
Hmm?
He would be swooning. What they tell you would faint.
Yes.
It says in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that he revealed his heavenly powers to his associates.
Hmm?
He showed his heavenly powers to his associates.
Yes. That was done in one day, some kirtan. He asked his devotees after Sankirtan, what do you want to eat? So some of the devotees, out of fun, said that we want mango. But that was not mango season. So he asked somebody, like, bring some mango seed. So mango seed can be had in Bengal and everywhere. Because after eating mango, they throw it, and gradually they become a small plant. He brought some small plant mango and immediately sowed it on the pot here, and immediately it became a big tree and full of mango.
That would be a nice time for us to distribute the shot to other people.
Yes. He bought him a mango.
From the tree, we'll have them hung on the single tree.
Yeah, what nice ideas you can do very nicely. Yeah. This is the quest, creative ideas.
Maybe about Lord Chaitanya's civil disobedience. That is what the Kazi?
Huh?
His civil disobedience?
Oh, yes.
That is the Kazi.
Yes.
Do you have any, I read the introduction, there's a lot of material on it. But maybe some other things that we can...
Yeah, you can explain that people, his disciples are performing kirtan, and one thing you can make Kazi, Muslim magistrate sitting, and the Brahmins, they come, sir, you are our protector, you are Kazi, you are magistrate, and this Nimai Pandit Yang, why he is creating so much disturbance? What is that? So he has begun this chanting, Hare Krishna, this is not our Hindu religion. He is chanting so loudly. Now this is the time God is sleeping, so he will be disturbed. So the whole society will be vanquished if God becomes angry. So he will be disturbed. So Kazi, after all, Hindus are complaining. So Kazi says, all right, I am taking steps to return some officers, and they are playing Midanga. And one that you cannot do this. You are disturbing that is going on still. Just like our Los Angeles. In New York also they complain to the Kazi, police officer. Why they could not do anything.
So this complaint is going on since the inauguration of the Sankirtan. Kaji first of all won, then he did not care, then the police also came and broke the Mridangas possibly. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, we shall start. Thousands of men playing Mridanga, and it shall go to the house of life. Let us see, what can he do? So he went with many followers, playing Mridanga, and Kaji became afraid that the people have become agitated. So he fled away. Then the people began to create disturbance in his garden. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't do this. Then Kaji came back. And Kaji was very submissive. And he said, my dear Nimai, you are in this country, my nephew. Because Hindus and Muslims in those days, although they had different religions, they had no animosity. They are living very friendly. So, the Muslim elderly man who is said by the Hindus as Chacha, and the Muslims they will call Chacha Masai, like that, friendly sir. They will invite in this way they are living. The Kaji said that your grandfather, I call him Chacha, he's an elderly man, so your mother is my sister. So you are my nephew. So this thing, a nephew can be very angry upon his uncle. And he said, no, nephew must be obedient to the uncle. But do you think that uncle, when a nephew comes to his house, will not receive it? You are welcome. You are my nephew, you are my son. In this way, the questions is forgotten, then they sat down. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, my dear uncle, what is your religion that you are killing father and mother? Why? Killing father and mother? Killing cows, your mother, you're drinking milk, and oxen, he produces grains for you in the field. So he's your father. The father earns for the children, so he is producing grains. And mother gives milk, the cow is giving milk. So how is your religion that the father, mother, king? Then he could understand that Chaitanya is marching on the cow killing by the Mohammedans. Then he said, but this cow killing is also in your Hindu religion. Then he said, how is that Hindu religion cow killing? There is cow sacrifice. Then he said, the cow sacrifice is not like this. Cow sacrifice is giving new life to the old cow. That is cow sacrifice, not killing. And because at the present moment the Brahmins are not so qualified that they can give new life, therefore that sacrifice is now forbidden. He cited some verses from Vedic literature that cow sacrifice and horse sacrifice and to beget children by the younger brother, husband, and sannyas, and offering oblation with meat, these things are forbidden. So, that is past, that is now, it has no significance. In this way, both of them were scholars. Then, the compromise agreement was, the Kaji will order everyone that is of the descendant, then nobody will check his Sankirtan. So that order is being carried by the descendants is still there in Navadvip. The Kaji has got his tomb. He was a very big man.
He became devotee.
Yes. Devotee means he was not converted, but he became a very admirer of Chaitanya, and he ordered that Chaitanya can perform Sankirtan anywhere, nobody shall check. So that order is still being carried.
We can do this in the dark with candles. Men playing drums, some people holding candles, marching to his house.
Yes.
And it would look very... Yes. Maybe can we show him after Lord Chaitanya and he talks, they both come out and everyone has kirtan? Or is this not correct?
No, I can't do that. He's done it. That's all right.
I mean, the Kazi, he can be in the kirtan.
Yes, out of jubilation.
Yes,
yes, that's all right. Yes.
Did you just calculate thereafter, after talking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
No.
No.
Because that is their religious statement. Chaitanya simply criticized their process. He replied that in your Vedi there is called sacrifice. But Chaitanya replied that sacrifice is not killing. That's giving new life. So that much.
Mahudita, he will play the Kazi.
Huh?
Mahudita.
That's all right.
He's like, he will play the Kazi. He is very... So now, in the introduction, it says Lord Chaitanya was realizing how this sectarianism amongst all the religions was very bad. And so he decided to do away with all material. He was not material, but he decided to take sannyas at this time.
Oh, the sannyas season was different. There was some misunderstanding between his students and they are of same age. Because in Nayak Pandit was very intelligent boy, so he was teaching other boys practically of the same age. So there was some misunderstanding and the students wanted to retaliate. He went to drag them with his stick, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because they are of the same age, they made a confident, this Nimayan Pandit has become a very big man. He wants to strike us. Next time if he does so, then we shall also try him. Then he thought that in this household position, I cannot preach.
Yes.
I must take sannyas. Otherwise they will not respect me. That is the system in India. Sannyasi in this dress, whatever rascal he may be, he is offered immediately. All respect. That is the system in India. So, therefore, he took sannyas early age, 24 years. 24 years of age.
So we can show his mother and his wife crying because he is taking sannyas. They see him in
his...
No.
He took sannyas by previous arrangement. One day he went away from home accompanied by Murari and Lord Nityananda and went to Kasaba. There was one Mahabhadi Sannyasi, Krishna Bharati, and he took sannyas from him. And then he was in emotion and he was going to Vrindavan, but he was misled by Nityananda. He was brought to the home of Advaita, and Advaita arranged to bring his mother to see him for the last.
Yes.
So his mother and many people from Navadvip came to Navadvip's house was in Shantipur. So there was, for a few days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there
and Sankirtana and Prasad distribution was going on, and his mother feeling very well, that but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that my mother is not allowing to go, that is not good. So he requested, Mother, I have taken sannyasi. If I go on preaching like this with Mother, what people will say? So he gave me permission to go. So Mother said, yes, my dear boss, you have taken sannyasi, but anyway, you are happy, that is my happiness. But my only request is that you make your headquarters at Jagannath Puri. Because people from Navadvip generally go there, so I shall get at least your news. That is my last desire. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, I shall make my headquarters in Puri. So people are coming and going. So his mother was getting news of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was the last day. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after that incident, never met. Either his mother, and there is no question of making me twice.
No. So, Janki, she can play the mother.
Yes.
She is the...
Yes. And he can show another thing, that his wife, Vishnupriya, he was chanting Hare Krishna, and one round finished, he counted it with one grain of rice. One round finished, one grain of rice. So as many rounds finished, he'll eat only so much rice. That's all.
He did that?
Yes.
Oh. How he did that all the time?
That was from 16 years till death, he was doing
that. I thought he sometimes would eat a room full of food.
Huh?
Didn't sometimes he eat a lot of food?
Oh.
Lord Chaitanya?
Yes. And his mother will prepare nice dishes and offer to Vishnu. And take all this nice prasadam, I shall offer my son Chaitanya. And he might. But he'll cry, the boy is along the way. Then, after some time, see, the whole finished. And perhaps, what happened? I did not offer to Vishnu, did I simply brought the empty pot. Maybe. Then again she goes to the kitchen. There is also nothing. Then, again cook. Perhaps I've forgotten to cook it. Thinking of Chaitanya. Then again she laughs. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent news by some man that informed Mother that one day she was thinking like that. So I went there. I ate everything. And she saw everything empty. She remember. Then again she cooked. Because and Mother will feel happy. Oh, when we might came and take it, I will say, the distance is very good.
Yeah. How will we make him? You will show him take the food while her. How will we show this? How will we produce this? That she is sitting at home and walking the food?
No, you say, don't offer. Simply offering. And he simply play and raise the food.
Not real food?
No.
No.
Or, real food is not required.
No.
Simply, they're excellent. No. Or you can do one thing, you can offer real food. And since she will be in devotion, one may take the pushpa and distribute to the audience.
Uh-huh.
And keep it. That will be done.
Yes. Maybe we can just do the prasad twice in the place.
Okay.
Even just to, maybe that plate we just give to a few people nearby.
In detail about Bakulhari Das's disappearance. So tell me maybe how you want it to be performed.
Yes. Bakulhari Das was living in a cottage which was just like I'm living here, and the garage site, a little far off, Haridas was living. A little distant. So, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to the sea for taking bath, he every day, every morning, he used to go to Haridas castle and taking his father. Haridas was being, because Haridas was Mahavadan by birth. So out of his meekness, he did not go to the temple. But Hindus, especially in those days, they're very strict. They do not allow anyone except Hindus to enter the temple. Nowadays, of course, there is law. If somebody is actually has come to the Hindu, they are black, it is allowed. And they are going down and they are allowed to see Jagannath. But in those days, there are no such system. And for that, out of his own effort, he did not want to disturb. But Lord Chaitanya, God himself used to come to see every day. So, one day, when Chaitanya came, he looked little bit depressed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, that he did not look very well today, but he said, that I'm not feeling well. And because I do not feel well, I could not finish my chant. Your chanting there is 300,000 times. So I could not finish my chant. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, maybe you are going old, you may not follow the rules now. Met his later. Allah said, no, sir, so long my life is there, I try to follow. The life is over, there is different. But I am not what is that. Give you full faith. What is that? Now, I can understand that you will also leave this world very soon. So I cannot tolerate that. The best thing is that before we go. And my another request to you that you shall stand before me and I shall leave this one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if that is your desire, that will be all right. That's not the desire. The next day, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Haridas Thakur said, that today I used to leave. You please stand before me. The second one who also could understand that he gave the last his devotees to chant Hare Krishna and in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his body and himself he went, he carried the body. He was very stout and strong and he was dancing. Then he went to the seaside,
gave the body, and he, in his own hand, he buried and Chaitanya set up his body within the sand. So that burial place is still there, Puri, Siddhartha. Then he personally went to the shopkeeper and begged prasadam, to give me some prasadam. So, he asked all the devotees to take prasadam after the burial ceremony was over. And this is Siddhartha. Nityan, this is the departure of Siddhartha. Very special in
second. I noticed that someone in Tamil was reading the book, The Divine Name.
Yes.
And it talks about, so should I look at that book about it all?
Which book?
Oh, The Divine Name. It's by one of your gods.
Oh, yes.
It's all right to read it?
Oh, yes. There are some disturbances, but it is on the book. There is Siddhartha who's Nijan stated
as
Ravachetan.
Yes, Ravachetan.
Yes, very nice one. You have secured that book?
You send it out, sir.
Oh. That's nice.
There's a scene about Lord Chaitanya embracing the leper Vasudev.
Yes.
Is that a nice scene to perform?
Yes. Well, while you are traveling in South India, in a village, that leper Vasudev, you are coming to see Chaitanya from a very distant place. And then, when he came to see him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already left. So he was so sorry and crying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back and embraced him and he was cured. These are some of the miracles.
Yeah, in the introduction to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, up until the age of 31, there's description. But then there's very little description from the age of 31 to Lord Chaitanya's disappearance. Maybe you can tell me as much as you can of what happened.
He left his home at the age of 24 years. Then he made his headquarters at Dharma Street. For 6 years he traveled all over India. That means up to 30 years. And after that he remained in Dharma Street for 18 years. He was chanting in the evening in the Dharma temple and taking baths and during this bar festival, all devotees, especially from Bengal, would go there and lead their performance. And after seeing the Rath Yatra ceremony, they will remain there for 4 months, then they will come back. This was going on year after year.
Are there any known stories you can tell me? So I can tell you some stories of that part of his life to show in the flesh. Oh, for me to remember.
That's not very... The Ratha Yatra
is very
nice. He was chanting with the group of devotees while the car festival was going on. And sometimes cars used to stop. It still stops. There is the fashion of Dharma. And nobody could, even an elephant could not drive. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, I like Thomas. So he would put it with his head and it will walk.
What did the people say when they saw that?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really adored that. Ratha Yatra, car festival, and Gundicha Marjan. Gundicha Marjan, before the Ratha Yatra festival, the resistance in Jagannath, it was from the temple to another place. About 2 miles away. There is a big temple there also. This is called Jagannath's aunt's house, Mahushivar. So he stays there for 8 days, just like we made program in San Francisco, to reside on seaside. So that temple was to be watched, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do it by personal supervision. So all the devotees, and he'll check how much dust you have recovered. And then he shall be rewarded. Otherwise, it could be understood that you are not rewarded. Thank you. the whole temple nicely, and watch the ceilings and walls and everything so clearly. And he seen it is a stand. He says, no, it is not watch. That means you will engage. Everyone. And after watching, then call for prasadam and distribute himself. This is Kalgundi Samadhi. Actually, whatever he was doing, they were watching Hare Krishna chanting. He'll eat a lot of food. Yes. Not always. But, people used to present some food stuff, especially when the divorces come from King all the time. Somebody is doing something, somebody is doing whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu likes. And they prepare the whole year nice food stuff. That is what is called preserved food. You can keep it for days together. So his personal assistant was Govinda. And everyone is top of the window, he's after these things. So, and Govinda is king. And everyone is anxious whether he is good or taken. So he was inquiring Govinda. Has Mahaprabhu has taken my report? What can I say? Yes. Taken. But it is trash. And the store. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that he was God brother also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would talk with him freely. He was not disciple. So, Guru Maharaj sent me to serve you. And now, the result is that for you are to speak only lies. What is that? You are speaking lies for me? Yes, why not? What can I do? Now, what is the matter? Now, your devotee is giving me so many things for eating, and that's lying trash. And they inquire, and I say, yes, Jason. So, this is my business. Telling lies. So, then Jason was, all right. Bring something, I tell it. So he brought one bag
and he gets everything. Very nice. These were the whole staff, about 100 man food staff, he had. And then he asked me, bring more. Now these bags are lying only if you want to eat. We can't eat. All right, stop. So, in half an hour, 1 hour, he had all the 100 men stop. Three or five of them. He finished the whole stop to save him from eating lies.
These are the kind of things that will be very nice to present.
Yes.
And those are the things that I would like to present because a few of them are.
Another incident, this is Puri. Ramananda Raya is a great devotee. So, his younger brother, he was engaged in government service, Maharashtra. But he was a Swami, a rich man, so he misappropriated some money for tax gratification from the treasury. So this was, he had some, competition, a rivalry between the king's son and himself. The king's son did not like him. So he was trying to put in a dividend. This is, and his name is, he's Ramananda Raya's brother. His name is there, they can find out. So, he found out some fault with him and informed his father that your such person is doing like this, he has misappropriated the money. I paid him so much money for purchasing horse, and he has purchased horse less price, he has charged so much. And the king said, how is that? He cannot do that. Where is that money? So he got some clue. So he said that he must pay. This is not the right price. They cannot accept at high price this kind of offer. So he said, all right, I shall sell somewhere and repay the price. Then there was some argument. He said, why you have charged so much for this horse? This is not a very good horse. He said, yes, it is a good horse. My horse does not look like this. That man, the king's son, was looking like this. So he criticized him. So he became more angry. Because, you know, everyone knows that horse looks down like this. That is very fast. Horse looking like this is not first class. Do you know that? Horse like this. That is first class. A horse goes like this, that's not good. But he criticized him. And he became angry and he complained that his father, that he's not paying, that he's criticizing me. And they said, all right, press him, he pays. So, in those days, the harsh punishment was Chang'e Uthana. Chang'e Uthana means the platform is made very high and swords are put in this way and when man is thrown on the sword. That's called Chang'e Uthana. The arrangement was punishing like that. So when the arrangement was made, everyone became frightened that this man will be killed. They presented the fact to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he was devoted, he has suffered so much, now he is in danger. And he sent some notes to king, he was a great admirer. Then he may say his life. Satan was so he has misappropriated his money, and he wants me to approach a counseling man, king. He was not seeing him the king. And this is not possible for him. Let him be punished. He has some money from the state. I don't assume that yet. Then, and nobody could request anything. But now I have the news approach the king. And the king was responding to a fight because it was meant for killing him. I never heard of stopping. Then he sent his second messenger to stop this and called him. And what is the matter? Then he said everything that your son could not pay. Money, wanted money, and he made the settlement. So, why did you get money in this way? Do you think your salary is not sufficient? So, provide it. All right, don't do this. All right, I excuse. And I increase your salary double. Don't do this again. So, you have stayed in his life, his salary has increased. And you are going to escape. Although Satan Mahaprabhu never did that, but these things happen.
So, if you can just tell me what you, the best way to have a nice thing of Jagai and Madras.
A first thing should be that Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. They were ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go every day from one neighborhood to another and preach. So one day when they came out, they saw at a distant place a crowd. So you have to make things that a crowded place. And these two brothers, Jagai and Madhai, they have pickpocketed somebody. And because they were divorces, so there was some howling and crowd. So Nityananda Prabhu inquired, and people said that these two brothers, they're born of a very respectable family, but they have now become divorces. So, Nityananda Prabhu, they are so fallen. So, best thing is to convert them first. Then Lord Chaitanya, then will be brilliant. That he has delivered said rascal. So, he went there to him. Then he said, why? Actually, they came in Hare Krishna chanting, and the brother said, what is it? Yes, Nityananda, he is Haridas, we are teaching, you are the giant son. So, I'll get out of time, they chant Hare Krishna, get down Hare Krishna, get out of here. So, Haridas Thakur was old man, and he was at first. Now, Nityananda was a young man, so he fled. Haridas Thakur could not go so quick. He said, my dear Nityananda, I think today my life is at risk. Anyway, then after that going away, the crowd dispersed, and the brothers are talking. The one brother was talking to the other. I think that these people are very nice to think. Don't you hear? Oh, you are going to hear Sankirtan man? No. I'm not going to be Sankirtan man. Just I'm talking about it. So this is the beginning, appreciate.
then the next day, again, in the same place, Nityananda came. And he was that Amarga's brother, he was chanting for it. So, the mother, no, Jalai was so angry that they are drinking, that here he drink in bottles, they drink in hearts and pots. So there was the action part hurled against his head, and there was blood oozing out. So the other brother, Malai, said, "Oh, what is the thing? What is the thing? I really love them." Yes. Well, this news was reached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much angry. He came. Bring my chocolates and kill this rascal Chimiji. He became a swag. Then he turned on the floor and said, "Brother, why are you telling me this? We had this sample of this egg, so if you become angry, then whom we are going to deliver?" The whole population is full of like Jalai and Malai. They are waiting. It's for the most fallen. Why do you remember? And why do you forget it? Don't be angry. Then they both the brothers fell on the feet of the son of the please, forgive us, we have done wrong. We are so nice people. We are chanting Hare Krishna, singing and chanting, we are so. This is the effect of seeing a pure devotee. Heart becomes soft. This is the association, effect of association. So there, surrender. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, I will accept you. I don't care for your past deeds. But you have to agree that no more this nonsense." That means, before initiation, one might have done all nonsense in the judgment. That is not difficult. But after any session, one should know. Then his life is changed immediately by the first moment. This is the Nityananda Jalai. So there are only two Jalai Malai, but we meet unless a Jalai Malai. No. But they can be delivered. There is no question that in their past life they have been seen. Simply, they have to agree that no more of this nonsense. Therefore, I have kept this restriction. These four restrictions. Anyone who adopts this life and initiated and gives or follows this restriction, then he begins a new life.
How can we show we can't throw a pot of someone's head every night we perform it. Uh-huh. It's not feasible to throw something at someone's head each time we do this.
You do? No. You just make it like this, that's all. And Nityananda smearing his head and found some blood. This way, apparently so.
What we can do is make the two brothers maybe attack one of the visitors who are watching.
Just like in play, they keep some sponge with red collar and somebody taps, and squeeze it. In that way, I do that. After it is played, this is very important thing, Jalai Malai.
Yes.
We have to set very nicely. You just have Arati.
Yes.
And that Krishna Kirtana. Yes. Let them hear.